righty, the wait is over. Woo! It's been so long. It's been so freaking long. And I've always wanted to kind of like bring something really, really, really special back, but also kind of really pour my heart out. I think the past couple of weeks have been so intense. Give me one moment. I'll adjust the mic. Yeah, the past couple of weeks have been so intense. Since making it on Forbes 30 Under 30, I've realized that, heck, like, this thing is just not a title. It's, like, very weighty, and I think that there's so much pressure and responsibility, and, heck, I don't even know how to explain it, so I'm just gonna go right through it. Yeah, it's crazy. I made it with, like, some guy who is a great, great, great human being. He is the chief financial officer, CFO of Swvl, and it's valued at $1 billion. I'm like, heck, I'm just even getting like freaking like pre-seed, or like pre-seed is basically money that before you like implement something when you have an idea. So like, it's just overwhelming for me, but I think it's also very refreshing, and it's very empowering, no pun intended, because my company is called Empower. But yeah, today I'm just going to be sharing a few things that I feel like are imperative for anyone listening to us right now to kind of learn, because I learned so much from this journey. This wasn't just a Forbes nomination. This was bigger to me and to the whole industry that pretty much wants to, we call it the social impact or the social change making or the social impact space, as we say. So this is to everyone out there who's listening. I want you to guys know that by no means is this the only way to do it, but this is the way that I certainly did it. And I definitely, definitely think that anybody out there who is young listening to me right now, or who is relatively, you know, earlier on in their career, these four things that I'm about to mention are very critical to your success and to your personal brand. I'm also thinking of making sort of personal branding consultations as well. So I'll drop the email down below if anyone's interested. So number one, guys, LinkedIn is critical for personal branding. I never believed in LinkedIn, but I think that the only thing that made my profile stand out when I was applying, because few people did nominate me for Forbes, was my LinkedIn profile. If you go and check my LinkedIn profile, I'll put it in the link below. You will see I have over like 70 testimonials from people. Every time I would go speaking, every time I would do a project with somebody, I would ask them, hey, could you write me a LinkedIn recommendation? That automatically gave me a 5-star rating on pretty much everything or anything I said. So that is critical for your personal brand. LinkedIn, it's like the holy grail. It's like the Facebook for professional lives. It is basically the holy grail for your personal brand in the professional sphere. And what that means is basically your professional brand. But when I talk about your brand, it's very important, because your brand is literally what people feel when your name is said out loud. So Ali Salama, oh, the mental health guy. Great, then I've built a brand. How are you going to make people feel that? And that is kind of how I'm mentioning personal branding, or when I refer to personal branding in the context of LinkedIn. So again, this is extremely important. Building a LinkedIn profile is very, very, very important. And again, if you need any personal one-to-one, I can definitely make some time for that. Drop me an email. But basically, have a clear profile, have a clear bio. Make sure that you have a few people that you've worked with that can vouch for you, and also make sure that the skill sets that you have, people have also one up that, so people can actually give you some sort of credit that you do have teamwork skills, that you do have business development skills, that you do have some mental health knowledge. All that stuff really works. And I'll drop my, again, LinkedIn link for you to check out. Now, the second thing is find your strength and work on it day in, day out. or find your strengths and work on them day in, day out. So for me, as you can say, my strength is speaking. I freaking love speaking. I just give me a mic and give me something I'm passionate about and I won't stop talking. And that is just who I am. So when I was diagnosed with my mental disorder, which was depression and identity crisis, and that got me really stirred up, I automatically made that decision that I'm going to be the best mental health spokesperson in the world. And I basically just immersed myself in that. And because the skill set that I had was speaking and developing relationships, that's the only thing I worked on. So if your skill set is mainly drawing or illustrating, or your skill set is singing, or your skill set is whatever that might be, just work on your strengths. That's all that there is. Work on your strengths and build a good sort of personal brand. And that's the first two steps. And again, anyone listening to me, I know that I mentioned LinkedIn, but if you're not a professional in the sense of LinkedIn isn't the platform for you, I guess I'll make another podcast episode for that. But basically, you can pretty much build a personal brand on any platform. Heck, even TikTok, if you want to use sort of TikTok Learning, which is their new sort of campaign that they're building. So those are the first two steps. Now, the third thing that I really recommend anybody listening to me right now to take action on is simple. Be where the action is at. You might be thinking, what is that? Well, be where the action is at means that you and I need to see where our community. So if I'm in mental health, or if I claim to be a mental health speaker or a youth leader or a podcaster, I need to be where the action is at. So for podcasting, I need to be at Podcast Movement, at PodFest, the two largest conferences in the world, even if they're remote. I need to link with people there. I need to be where the action's at. If it's mental health, I need to be where the largest charities in mental health, where the largest events. If I'm in, you know, supply chain or whatever that might be where the action is at, where you meet like-minded people. That's how you develop your brand. You don't become a great at something by just sitting in your room and uploading things to YouTube or having an Instagram page. Heck, no one cares. And that's the reality. No one really cares. So you kind of need to be where the action is at. If you're listening to me right now and you're thinking, well, I don't really know where the action's at, then you probably haven't done the second step, is figuring out your strengths and where you want to build that brand at and with that strength. So it's critically important to know before, you know, you go to where the action's at, what is it that you want to be remembered for, which is your personal brand, and exactly what it is that you can present when you go to the place where the action's at. So for example, when I went to PodFest or Podcast Movement, I presented this show. I was like, I am the host and producer of Empathy Always Wins, and that's a number one show in Egypt. Okay, great. Now I have the sort of the conversation, the flow. Well, what is your podcast about? Like, have your strengths developed or working on them or in progress, and show up where the action's at. You do not need to be perfect. So those are the first three steps. Again, personal branding, and especially for professionals listening to this podcast, LinkedIn is great. Figure out your strength, work on them day in, day night. Be where the action's at. But the last thing is become your own PR agent, aka develop relationships with media contacts. Anywhere you go, or perhaps when someone, I guess this is very difficult if you're not covered, but really all it takes is go to your, you know, your local editorial, heck, your university newspaper, tell them, hey, I think this is very important for our community. This is my story around what we've done. So for example, you host a conference around something you really are passionate about, example, mental health, or a business conference in sports, or whatever that might be, or like a feminist movement that you've launched within your community. Like, there's been a very big feminist movement in the Arab world recently. You go in and you talk about your involvement and how this is very important for the community that you belong to and how it could help, right? You always see how what you're doing can add value to someone else, and you basically, you pitch that. And it sort of is so hard at the start, but once you have one person write about you, you basically have the ground set. You use that one appearance and you go to the biggest, a bigger newspaper or a bigger outlet. And you tell them, hey, look, I think you should definitely cover this story. Here's what they talked about. And you basically send a bunch of emails. Heck, I have a database. So like, I think everyone should, everyone who's serious about building their personal brand should actually look at where they want to be. So if you're in Egypt, there's Egyptian streets, there's like, you know, Cairo scene. Yeah, Cairo scene or Mofor really take, you know, a bunch of money to host you. But like, if you develop something and it might be for a social cause, they still might. But that's kind of what I'm saying, right? Regardless of where this place is at, sometimes you just need to know places that have featured similar stories. Follow the journalists on Twitter, ask them if, hey, would you mind covering this? This is really important in that sense, and start adding the values and the benefit that this outlet gets. You start to really get something out of it, right? So that's my point of view with the four kind of major steps that I took in becoming a Forbes 30 under 30. And but guys, this might sound very straightforward, blah, 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 but it actually took me 2 years. I started Empower March 1st, 2019, and I've been doing this for like over 4+ years. Before Empower, I had Break the Silence, which was a Facebook page, and we got a bunch of media for that. So I used that media to do Empower. So it was really a build-up process. Now, what I'm trying to say here is don't give up. What I'm trying to say here is personal branding takes time. It takes work. Just as you go to work, you must come back and have goals in your personal branding. And perhaps I can talk about this later on. And if you like this episode, you can always DM me and tell me that this was an episode that you want me to follow up with another in-depth topic that you guys would want to hear about, such as, you know, how to make goals within building your personal brand, or how to be where the action is at, concrete steps in finding places that you need to be at that will help you boost your personal brand, or how do you figure out your strengths and how do you work on them day in, day out, or how to use LinkedIn. So this is, in a nutshell, how I made it to Forbes 30 under 30 at 24. I was at it since a while, but those are the four steps that I've been, you know, beating at since ever since I can remember, and using mental health, which is something I care deeply with all my heart, because I felt the need that we needed to bring mental health into the business world, because there was no money and there still is barely any money in people believing in something they, first of all, before COVID, thought it was crazy, stupid, and they never saw, and they thought it was only for the weak, which is why this show's motto is in life and in business, empathy, vulnerability, leading with care and compassion. That always wins. So with that being said, thank you guys so much for listening today. If you guys like this show, please give it a thumbs up on Apple, which is like 5-star ratings. If you can, drop me a comment, and sooner than later, I'll start introducing gifts for you guys. I really want to be able to give back as much as I can. So yeah, also follow Empathy Always Wins, drop a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and let me know where you guys listen. Also, I'll drop my email if anyone wants a one-on-one consultation, because I really want to empower as many people as I can in the weekends when I do have time working out of Empower. But yeah, that's it for now. I'll see you next week, inshallah. And I hope this really helped for anyone out there. If you're still working at it, just guys know that this takes time. You are not alone. And I do believe everything is a matter of sacrifice, but also focus. Never judge your story where you are with where someone else is at based on your age. I think this is ridiculous. I think really focus. Get off of any distraction and really go for what you want to do, because life is so precious, it's so short, and you are incredibly talented once you put your mind into something. I don't believe anyone's more talented than the other. It's just a matter of putting your entire being, your 100% focus into something, and your neurons just, there's so much crazy magic that happens in your mind. And that's all science. I mean, I'm not a science guru. This isn't a science podcast. But I truly believe if you listen to all the things that we've said today, you will get somewhere. So thank you guys so much. Yalla, I'll see you next week. And till then, we will have a great week ahead.